Blog Talk Radio.
Is your house or is your life filled with meaning or distraction? It is interesting that in the postmodern world, persons have lives that are filled with distraction. And there is this existential crisis of meaning. In fact, the social engineers have removed personal meaning from the lives of the many. So, persons today have become non-persons, and they have become political mosaics that become abstractions to themselves and others. There's a book written long ago called Growing Up Absurd, Growing Up Absurd. And I think the author was Theodore Roosevelt, if I remember correctly. It is a book worth reading. I'm sure you will be able to find it at a secondhand store. It is well worth your time. And so today, persons who have become abstractions to themselves and others, it seems no longer have the capacity to even talk about meaning or to begin a search for meaning or purpose in life. They have been fed through various propaganda outlets, sound bites that tell them that this is the sum total of your life, manipulated misinformation or really disinformation. So we see, on the other hand, because persons have become non-persons, we see rising health care costs, and indeed this country has a great mental health crisis afoot. It is out of control. We're in the midst of a mental health pandemic. And the pandemic has been deliberately caused. None of this is incidental or accidental. It has been deliberately caused by the social engineers in order to fragment people and to keep them in a malignant, dissociative state. You do not want individuals who are coherent and focused. Want individuals to be filled with distractions that are utterly meaningless. So, what does this have to do with the Word of God? fault. The Word of God begins with, in the Old Testament, we have God in the beginning created the heaven and the earth. The first word in the Hebrew Old Testament is Elohim. Bereshit bara Elohim. God in the beginning created the heaven. In the New Testament, we have in John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Logos, the Logos was with God, and the Logos was God. So, what's interesting is that the in the beginning in John's Gospel predates in the beginning of the book of Genesis. The Logos is both the is that he who is both mentality and the speech of God, of the mind and the speech of God, that is what God has to say to mankind. He is the Anthropos. He is God incarnate. He brings the message of God to those who have been ruined. The word lost in the New Testament, the word that comes across as lost means that which is ruined. So, Peter also wrote, the Apostle Peter wrote, and they will make merchandise of those words are so powerful and poignant. They will make merchandise of Peter wrote these words, the Apostle Peter. And I just see this at every turn. Marshall McLuhan wrote an old book of the Meaningless Message. That is another book that is worth reading. What you see today, what is going on today, has already been written by very formidable and creative scholars who, during the post-war period of the 20th century, wrote these marvelous books. And so, excuse me, the 21st century, it's just, we see that their prognostications come to pass. And so, we're talking about a very, very powerful body of literature. But this is what we read in Proverbs 15, verses 31 and 32. He who listens to a life-giving rebuke will be at home among the wise. He who ignores discipline despises himself, but whoever heeds correction gains understanding. Very interesting. He who listens to a life-giving rebuke will be at home among the wise. He who ignores this word means to be out of control. It also means to be running wild. He who ignores discipline despises himself. And in the Hebrew, again, the word here, despise, means to be dissolved, to be vanishing. It is to throw oneself away, literally to throw oneself away. We have a situation in our culture in which this is happening to persons. And the structure of the family, the structure of the home, the meaning of father, the meaning of mother, the meaning of the so-called nuclear family, the meaning of the family, the the dissolution of the family, the attack upon the father, the attack upon the mother, the attack upon the male-female dynamic. The attack upon heroes, or the dissolving of heroes. The deliberate attack on social order, and telling and getting people involved in the dissolution of their own lives, destruction, their own lives, having people to cooperate and to their with their own bonding. It is serious. It is serious evil to have people cooperate with their own destruction. The Word of God provides this system, and the Word of God provides structure and meaning and worth and value and esteem. Love, the love of God, strengthens soul. The love of God has the message of a unique destiny in Christ Jesus. The cosmos does not want individuals stable. The cosmos wants to supplant anything that's stable. The cosmos wants to feed on lies. God wants you to feed on the truth and the knowledge of His love in Christ Jesus. The Word of God is our compass, our guide, book. When your life is filled with meaning, when you know you have purpose and value, you are substantial, you have hope. The cosmos wants to erase hope. The cosmos wants hope to evaporate. The cosmos really wants you to be a consuming cycle within their insidious algorithms. The Word of God, on the other hand, teaches that for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in Him should not die but have everlasting life. If the pornography, the affairs, the drugs, the alcohol, if the extreme living has not provided what you want and you still feel lost and empty, you need to give your life to God. If you are hiding and lying, that's so that you can be free. If you need to forgive others so that you can move on, we need to do that now. We need to be free of distractions. Distractions are lies. Distractions have been weaponized in order to keep you from being real and to keep you from a life of meaning. God, on the other hand, wants you to live a life that is so super abundant, so that you can be set free, so that you can have a knowledge and an understanding of what life is really about. I'm not calling you to a life of religion. I'm calling you to have a life in Christ that is rich, powerful, deep, lean. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.